My subject today is taken from Ephesians, and it's on the last book of the Ephesians, chapter 6. So would you mind to turn on chapter 6 and reading from verse 10 till the end? Now before we do, shall we open with a word of prayer? Oh, Father in heaven, thank you once again that we can come together as brother and sister to look at the Word. Lord, I pray so much, Lord, the Word that you spoke to us, Lord, through your Holy Spirit, may it continue to strengthen the faith that we have to help each and every one of us in our pilgrim way on this short journey of this life, on this world, Lord. And may you encourage each and every one of us to hold firm the faith that we have. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will touch each and every one of us and continue to help us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We got a lot of things going on. So we got AGM and then we got lunch. So may I just start to eat. You know, each time when I study the Word of God, I think the person who do the preparation is more beneficial because I had to put a lot of time and effort. It's just like go to Bible school and you get so much of it. So I pray that the message that I come across today, I pray that the Holy Spirit will touch each and every one of us because I'm only a vessel. I'm only convey the message the Lord has given to me and pass it to you guys. And hopefully it will help you and encourage you as we walk in the love with our Lord Jesus Christ. And shall we start with the Ephesians chapter 6, starting from verse 10. And it says, "Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the principality, against the powers, against the ruler of darkness of this age, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly place. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, is to stand. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with the truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel and peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you'll be able to quench all the fiery dart of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chain, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak." Verse 21, it says, "But that you also may know my affair and how I am doing, Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, will make all things known to you, whom I have sent to you for this very purpose, that you may know our affair and that he may comfort your heart. Peace to the brethren, and love with faith, from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen." May the Lord bless the reading of this word. You know, just have a brief look about Paul. The Ephesians mainly is to write to all the believers who hold firm with the faith that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now you have to imagine that when Paul was in prison, And then I have to challenge myself, what happened if I was Paul when I was in prison? What will I do? Do I complain? Do I say, oh God, why you put me into jail? What have I done? What have I done to deserve this? But Paul used the opportunity. Now, it's just a lesson for each and every one of us here. Paul wrote this letter while he was in the prison. And it was written to encourage all believers who hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul is basically telling us, no matter where you are, with the faith that you are, that you have with the Lord Jesus, use it for the glory of God. So Paul reminds us as the children of God, along our pilgrim journey, we will face many trials and tribulation and temptation. Be constantly at war with the world. And the world you're talking about is the scheme of the devil. And the devil will do his utmost to destroy the faith that we have with our Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul wrote to us, he said, when you become a Christian, everything will be hunky-dory, everything will be smooth running. He said, no. You will face a lot of trial and tribulation. And Paul wrote to us, he said, how to be strong and trust the Almighty God, the faith that we put into our Lord Jesus. Stand firm with the faith that God has given to you, so that in times of your struggles in your life, you can withstand whatever come your way. For our God, the God that we serve, the Creator, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And God is with us all the way. So Paul basically writing to us said that we trust God in all the things that you do. Now, when Paul was in the prison, he was guarded by this Roman soldier. As you can imagine, the Roman soldier, the armor that they wear. Now, they are prepared. The Roman soldier, they have given a responsibility to guard the prisoner or whatever in the war and everything. And this soldier was given a responsibility. And Paul looked at him, he got all this gear to be ready with all the gear. So Paul, using the metaphor of this Roman soldier, you see, this is how we should be living as a Christian. Because Christians always at war with the devil of the world. And the devil will do his utmost to stop us to come to the Lord. So what will you do? So Paul, using the example of this Roman soldier, the armor that he wear, to encourage each and every one of us, Paul basically telling us is that by becoming a Christian, God also give us an armor. And how are you going to use it? And so that when in times of trouble, you can take your stand. Because when you're struggling, if you look at the word, okay, our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the ruler, against the authority, against the power of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. Because in chapter 6, verse 10, Paul starts with the word, finally. When the word finally, well, what does Paul mean, finally? Finally from what? So I'll just have a brief summary on just the previous five chapters, because I'm the last five chapters. I hope I'm not stealing the thunder. The first five chapters have been speak by someone. I'm on the last one. Just a brief summary what Paul should talk about. Finally. Finally from what? So look at just a brief look. In chapter 1 and 3, right, on the Ephesians, it's talking about our position as a Christian. What is a Christian? The Paul begins with that every believer, each and every one of us here who hold firm with the Lord Jesus Christ, who believe in the Lord Jesus, have been chosen by God. Think about it. Chosen by God, even before the foundation of the world. It means even before we call this earth. God already chosen us. And He chose us so much that He wants us, that He chose us in Jesus Christ so that we can be without fault in His eyes. If you look at chapter 1, verse 5, God says, God decided in advance to adopt us into His own family. God wants us to be in God's family by bringing us to Himself through Jesus Christ. And this is what He wanted to do. This is what God wanted to do. And He gave God a great pleasure. And then because He's a Christian, are adopted as son through Jesus Christ, redeemed He through His blood, and sealed by the Holy Spirit. See, because God saved you when you believe. It's by grace that you have been saved, not by anything that you have done. There's a lot of religion out there. You do a lot of good things, hopefully you found some favor from God. No, the God that we save, that we serve, the Creator, look at the flower, everything here. Our Creator. Through the grace of God, not by anything that we have done. And then he talk about, and then chapter 4 and 5. Paul, now you know where you're saved from now. So what do you do? Chapter 4 and 5, briefly talk about and encourage each and every one of us. Now you know what you're saved from. You have to walk in a manner worthy of your calling. Because although you're in the world, you're not in the world. You understand what I mean? This means that we have a future now. God has given you a future. By the faith, by the hope, God has opened your eye so that you know where you're heading. And then every believer have a responsibility to live as a servant of Jesus Christ. And we are told to be imitator of God. So therefore, in everything that you do, all right, because you call yourself a Christian, because you are His dear children, you need to live a life filled with love, following the example of Jesus Christ. So He tells us, now you're children of God, so be careful how you live. Don't live like a fool, but like those who are wise. And give thanks to everything to God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then Paul continues on, chapter 5, he says, he explained to us how to live a spirited, guided relationship. No, I'm not old. But live by the Spirit and say, and how to live a life worthy of our call so that we can live in peace between husband and wife, parent and children, master and servant, basically everyone around us. So I'm on chapter 6 now. Chapter 6, Paul wrote, he say, now you know all these previous 5 chapters, it does say, how to be strong in the Lord in His mighty power. Paul tells us to do 3 things. If you want to stand firm when the devil attacks us. First, you need to be strong in the Lord. And second, you need to put on the armor of God. And third, you need to pray. Pray for all occasion. Because prayer is our key weapon as a Christian soldier. Now, as I said before, so basically in chapter 6, Paul reminds us, as a Christian, we are constantly at war with things of the world and how we live. And this one person don't like us to walk with the Lord. And that's the devil. He'll do his utmost to destroy the faith that we have with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the devil is not worried about those people who don't want to know God at all, who continue to live the way they live, to continue to live in sin. They're blinded by the greed and the lust. Remember, empty you go. So there's this accumulation with all the things of the world, and the devil have used that for people. And then they live a life with no consequences. Now, this kind of people, the devil is not interested in them. You know why? Because they already belong to him. Instead, Instead, the devil, the Satan, will focus more for those people who wanted to live a life of Jesus Christ. So John 3, 7 and telling us, he said, don't let anyone deceive you about this. He said, when people do what is right, it shows that they are righteous, even as Christ is righteous. But when people keep on sinning, it shows that they belong to the devil, who has been sinning since the beginning of time. So, but the Son of God came to destroy the work of the devil. Those who have been born into God's family do not make a practice of sinning because God's life is in them. So they can't keep on sinning. Because they are children of God. So now we can tell who are the children of God and who are the children of the devil. Now, anyone who did not live righteously and does not love other believers, they do not belong to God. So, what are we going to do when we struggle in sin? We do, sometimes I do. So, how are we going to engage in the battle? Now, as we live in this world, we encounter many obstacle in our life. We are constantly dealing with a problem that need to be a solution. Some we can deal with, you know, because you can see. What about things that happen in your life that you can't see or predict or foretold and just happen unexpectedly? So what can we do? So true Christian strength is measured in our faithfulness, our trust, and our perseverance in our Lord Jesus Christ, because by grace we live by faith, guided by the Holy Spirit. So we are not fighting a losing battle, but a winning battle, because the battle is already won when Jesus defeated the devil on the cross. Now it's very important, I have to repeat this before I go on, okay? That among all the benefit and the blessing of belonging to Jesus Christ is that not only He is the head of all things, but He is also over all demonic power in this age, but also which is to come. So our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer is also the one who has the total power over forces of hell. We have been made alive, rise up in Christ. Then where do you find this? You can find Ephesians chapter 1, verse 20 and 21. And it says, for which he was in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the which is to come. And he had put all things under his feet and give him to be head over all things in the church. Now we can't face the world on our own strength. If we call ourselves Christian, we try to cope our day to day without looking to God for strength, you'll quickly crumble and fail. We just give up. The first step to, if you want to win the spiritual battle, is to know who are we facing with. Now we have to know who our spiritual enemy is. Now if you struggle in life, I do sometimes, I'm sure you guys do too. What do we do? You look at verse 10 here, you say, finally, after you know what you saved from, be strong in the Lord. It means that you don't rely on your own strength. Be strong in the Lord and His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so you can take your stand against the devil's scheme. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood. You know, our enemy is not people or the nation, but the evil spirit. He can use people to oppose God. Therefore, it's useless to struggle with people in our own spiritual life. and to vent our frustration and anger to other people. Remember, in this whole world here, we call ourselves human being. No matter what color you are, we all belong to God. But the choice is that whether you want to come to God. So devil will use other people to fight against other people. Nation against nation, people against nation. So we are telling by Ephesians, telling us, we are not fighting other people. And what happened to those people who think that by doing harm to you because of your faith, and they think they're doing the right thing? John 16 telling us, he foretold, John 16 telling us, he said, he wants to warn and comfort the people. He said, because of our faith, because you're a Christian, the time is coming that whoever kill you or ridicule you, do you think that he do God's service? And these things they will do to you because they have not known the Father or Jesus Christ. The devil will use it against one another. You know, people will make fun of you because of your faith with our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, in Australia, in Europe, people use Jesus' name in vain, in swear word, because they don't know our Lord Jesus Christ at all. So we need to sometimes to fight the battle. It's a spiritual battle, not an emotion one. We need to live a life to feel with everyone around us. You know, our reaction as a human being is to return evil to evil, and that's not what the Bible teaches. Only the Lord is strong enough to defeat the devil. So Paul telling us, no matter what you do, be strong in the Lord and not on our own, and rely on the power of His might. So how can we prevent ourselves when we got attacked? We need to rely on the power of God. Now the devil is strong, but God is stronger than the devil. You know why? Because he that is in us, the Holy Spirit that is in us, is greater than he that is in the world. By the power of God, we can defeat the devil's scheme, because the devil is already been defeated when Christ paid our sin on the cross. The work of the God, the work of God, is to build each and every one of us. But that's, you have to look at another way. And the work of the devil is to destroy God's work. We are in God's kingdom. The devil will do his utmost to destroy and stop each and every one of us to follow and to pilgrim way with our Lord Jesus. Therefore, we need to fight the spiritual battle against that with the strength of God. So, in order to be strong in the Lord, you need to put on the armor of God. There's six types they're talking about the armor of God. It's about the belt, the breastplate, the shoes, the shield, the helmet, and the sword. Let's have a brief look. The first one is the belt of truth. What is the belt of truth? When you think of the belt, what do you think of? The belt is to hold everything together so that it will not come loose. Have you seen a construction worker? They have this belt along their waist here. They have all the tools here. They got hammer, screwdriver, whatever. And they go on the top. You cannot use a hammer to screw something. You need a screwdriver. So on this belt here, you find a screwdriver. And so you find all these tools here. So they know how to do the job. Now in the same way, truth is our vital spiritual weapon to defeat the devil. Where do you find the truth? The Word of God, in the Bible here. Jesus said to John in 8:44, he said, You belong to your father, and you want to carry out your father's desire, but the devil, he's a liar and the father of all lies, and there are no truth in him. And all he wants is to destroy your salvation. So here we learn Jesus speak truth in him. He said, you are truly my disciple if you remain faithful in my teaching. The truth shall set you free. The belt of truth. Second one, the breastplate of righteousness. When you think of breastplate, what do you think of? Protect your heart. Nowadays, you wear a bulletproof vest. The breastplate of righteousness talk about the way that we live. By your fruit, people will know you are my disciple. You know, the devil will use a lot of lies and tell you. He will say something like that. Say, when devil see a weakness in us, he will attack us. And then we have doubt in us, he say. Why do I have to struggle? Why have I done wrong? Why there's always, I belong to the children of God, but I still struggle with faith. And then you have doubt. Righteousness means a right relationship with God. Although we cannot have a right relationship with God due to our sin, but God has made us a right relationship with Him when we believe in Jesus by faith. Because for all have sinned and fall short in the glory of God. By the work of our Lord Jesus Christ, all our sin has been paid. Romans 8 verse 1 says, therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. We are now living a life of Christ. It's no longer I that live it, but Christ that lived in me. It means that everyone who believes to Christ, they have become a new person. You're no longer living your old life. You're now living a new life. The third one you're talking about, the shoe, the gospel of peace. Shoes are very important. Everyone will wear a different kind of shoe for a different purpose. It's a Christian soldier. They cannot go to the battle barefooted or wearing a high heel and you go to the battle. It's very important to wear a proper shoe so that we can be ready. In the same way, as a believer, we must wear the gospel of peace. He's talking about we must be ready at all time. Why? Because we are the light and salt of this earth. And we have a duty. We are called as ambassador of Christ to bring the gospel of peace to everyone around us. You're willing to spread the good news and not to be ashamed with the faith that we have. You know, though we live in a troubled world, Jesus will give us peace come from God. Now, do you have a gospel of peace in you? You're ready to share. Ready to share the faith that we have. You know, we just have an election. Just come to me. Just have an election yesterday. Scott Morrison, I won. He's not afraid of the gospel. He declared to the nation how good it is. And then you stand to yourself, are we ashamed with the gospel when people find out, oh, you are a Christian? Are you willing to share the faith that you have? Challenge to me. The fourth one is the shield of faith. It says, in addition to this, it says you need to take up the shield of faith. Now we belong to Jesus. And so that when the devil is trying to firing all this arrow to you or shoot the bullet to you, you can take the shield and to stop it. The function of shield is to protect our whole body. Now, without the shield, you cannot win any battles. But sometimes, we want to drop the shield because we are tired after holding a while. It's too heavy. So we let our guard down. It's not easy to fight the invisible enemy because the enemy is within us. Sometimes we have these two, you see in the movie, between the good and the devil. Are you fighting among yourself? So the spiritual battle that comes to us is in the form of doubt, unbelief, and sometimes in the lustful desire. Because in our mind, we question ourselves, we are our worst enemy. Faith is the best weapon to extinguish all the devil's arrows of doubt and lustful desire. And you have to memorize the Word of God in order to protect ourselves from the many, many garbage information on the internet, on the newspaper, on the magazine. And that's what the world is. Faith is the best weapon that we can have in our spiritual battle. So if you have faith in God, we can move mountains. Fifth, the helmet of salvation. Helmet is to protect our head. It's for your safety. Construction, wear their helmet. Bike rider, wear their helmet. It's to protect their head. And we have the knowledge. Know that now we are belong to Christ. Although we are in the world, we are not in the world. But sometimes, sadly, you know, as a Christian, now I'm saved and do nothing about it. You have to remember, now you know the helmet of salvation, right? You need the other part of the armor in order to be effective so that it can protect us. Because your actions speak louder than your word. The sixth one, the sword of the Spirit. Sword can be offensive and defensive. Hebrews 4, it says, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thought and the attitude of the heart. So when the devil gives you a lie, we have the word of God to defend ourselves. So with all this armor aside, the last one, prayer. Paul tells us we need to pray. It's the most important part. He says, pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kind of prayer and request. Be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Paul also says, verse 19, pray for me that whenever I open my mouth, word may be given to me so I may fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel which I am ambassador of chain. Now we have a joint responsibility for every member of the body of Christ. We need each other. And each of us need to pray for one another. Especially for those who bring the gospel. Not only here, but overseas. You think they can fight, they can preach the gospel by themselves, with their own strength? No, they need our prayer too, so that they can get encouraged. So in conclusion of this, we as a Christian, we do not need to be afraid of the scheme of the devil. They have lost. They already know it. And they know where they are heading. The spiritual forces of darkness, they are the ones who are afraid. Because we have already won the victory when Jesus defeated Satan. On the cross. So we need to hold on our ground to the end. Now it's very hard to be a Christian in an unbelieving world. So we need to be strong in the Lord and His mighty power, and by putting on the armor that He has provided. You know, well, before I speak this, all the songs and everything sort of coincide with the story, with the sermon I'm talking about, Ephesians chapter 6. Even Aaron talking about David and Goliath. We don't have a lot of time. Just a quick summary about David and Goliath. I have a story to tell too. It's such a big thing nowadays, you know. You say, oh, David and Goliath. Goliath is big and problem. So in our life, we're bound to have problem in life. Sometimes it's a Goliath of a problem. It's a huge problem. So when we face problem, we have our Lord Jesus. Like we said earlier, when David going and seeking Saul, I want to meet this Goliath. And David put on, he said, here is my things, go and do it. And David turned around and said, hey, this thing have not been tested. I can't go on this. This is crazy. Instead, David go with a different armor. What armor? Can you imagine this big giant and come along this little guy? Oh, come on. You're destroying straight away. But David come with the full armor of God, with the faith that we have. It's the same thing as a Christian. When we face many trials and tribulation, we have the armor of God with us. Stand firm with the faith that we have through our Lord Jesus. So I hope that this message encourages you as much as it's encouraged me as well. While we're here, shall we give thanks for the food as well? Oh, Father in heaven, thank you so much for the word that you have been given to us, Lord. Thank you especially for this country. We can freely open the book and read about it. And without fear and persecution, Lord, which other countries don't have that kind of privilege. Help us all the more, Lord, to hold firm for the faith that you've been given to each and every one of us. And also, Lord, as we go out, as we about to partake the food, that you bless each and every one of us. Once again, Lord, bless the food that we ate so that we can encourage one another, knowing, Lord, that all the blessings are come from you. We give thanks again in Jesus' name. Amen.